The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Hour number two, Starting Lineup continues for your Tuesday, March 31st. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Tyler's Tuesday Tunes continues. Home office for yours truly, Will West. On his side of town, Eric Kane at the Budweiser Studios, Cumulus Broadcasting. And I want to napalm the show, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think
I've ever hit the big red button before. Is it okay if I hit the big red button?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. So it's Ewan McGregor. How do you pronounce his name? It's Ewan McGregor? Ewan McGregor's birthday. And I was just having a conversation with producer Eric Kane off the air as we were going through the reset. Answer a question for me, Will and Eric, seeing that you both have watched Star Wars. Now, remember, this is idiot Tyler Ivins over here trying to figure things out. I know, more ways than one, that can't be true. That can't be more than true. I understand that. So let me understand this correctly. Episode 1, now I've never seen the Star Wars movies, but I get that, like, Star Wars 4, 5, and 6 were, like, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, and I know I did it out of order, and Empire Strike Back. Then they went back and did prequels 1, 2, and 3, all that stuff that then led to where we are now. So if I am understanding this correctly, and try to explain, if you will, majority of people say that Episode 1 was a bad film. But am I to understand that Episode 1 of Star Wars was such a bad film that it also included perhaps maybe one of the coolest, if not baddest, characters, I mean, like, in a good way, in Darth Maul? So there was Darth Maul, the character in Episode 1, that was clearly a bad A. Red face, horns, had the double lightsaber, was just a complete, just like, ooh, ah. But he was in the worst movie of the entire series, correct?
Yes, that's accurate. And the reason why is Jar Jar Binks was terrible. And the hyper bike races were so bad. Like, and it was so long.
It was so long. Like 30 minutes of the movie was that scene. It was incredible.
And it was such a bad scene. Like, it was so poorly done, too, on top of that. So, it didn't move the story forward at all. So, no, yeah, the Darth Maul scene was awesome. But the problem is you got so little Darth Maul, and you get so much of them with the races that were just so poorly done and such a terrible scene that had literally nothing to do with the plot or the story whatsoever.
Got it.
But if we're saying bad A Star Wars characters and you're doing a bracket of that, you would say Darth Vader 1. I guess you'd have to say Luke 1, and then you'd have to say Darth Vader 2. But you would say Darth Maul 3, right? Am I wrong there, Kaner?
No, that's the order I go. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's how awesome Darth Maul was. Even over the Emperor, I would take Darth Maul. Over Kylo Ren, I would take Darth Maul.
Well, anybody over Kylo Ren, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot right now. I'm looking at Wookiepedia right now. Wookie?
There Wookie, you go. Yeah,
Wookiepedia,
nice.
And I'm like trying to, gentlemen, I'm trying to mix pleasure and business together. It is my business to watch the Marvel Universe. It is my business to watch Star Wars. It's my pleasure to watch James Bond films that just came out on Amazon Prime that I can watch for free. Like I'm trying to do all this while also watching a sprinkle of Tiger King, while also trying to get caught up on a lot of great shows as well. Gentlemen, I feel like that. You ever been to Thanksgiving? Now, Will, he'll disagree with me on this. You ever been to Thanksgiving dinner and you just put too much food on your plate? Like, I feel like I have way too much Thanksgiving movies on my plate right now. Do you get what
I'm
saying?
You know what, though? You're doing a good job, Tyler, so cut yourself some slack because you're doing a good job because that kind of thing's not really your thing, and that's okay. But for the sake of the show and for the sake of the listener and the audience, you're doing the right thing by trying to catch up with the pop culture, so I say good on you. All momentum's forward momentum. Right now, it's like weight loss, right? Maybe you only lost 1 pound, or I only lost 1 pound this week, or maybe you lose 4 pounds the next week. It's all about forward momentum.
I will say this, and this is an embellishment. This isn't me playing a character on our show here on the Starting Lineup. This is true, 100% accurate. I would say out of all the things that I get questioned on outside of my weight loss when I'm out in public, people always say, "Are you just playing stupid, or have you really not seen Star Wars?" And then I'd stop him and go, "No, I'm, you know, Look, clearly Kaner and Will are brighter than me while on the program, but I've never seen Star Wars. I really think those are two separate comments you're making right now. I think that's a comment and a question about my intelligence and if I've seen Star Wars. To answer your question, I'm probably the bronze medal winner of intelligence, and yes, I have never seen Star Wars. Is there anything else you would like for me to get for you? Oh, the coffee creamer from the top shelf? Here you go, ma'am. And then she moves on to aisle 7.
Yeah, I think that we could all pull a one. I think we'd all pull a 30 or above on the Wonderlic. Two, No. You're catching up. Like sometimes digs aren't your thing. Like and that is okay. And but you need to be proficient in it. So I am a big fan of the Gary Vaynerchuk. You don't have to be excellent at everything, but you got to be proficient in the things you got to be proficient in. And you're doing a good job getting to be proficient in the pop culture
and
stuff.
And things so to remember too: the Phantom Menace, worst film. And Will, correct me if I'm wrong. Last Jedi is not good.
No, so terrible.
Last Jedi would be Episode 8. It was the second of the trilogy they just came out with. It was not good.
Yeah, so I tried to watch it again last night. Last Jedi, here's the problem with Last Jedi, right? Everything the entire movie series, 9 movies, is supposed to be about, the Last Jedi just takes a big poop all over it.
Yep.
And for no reason. And without really any explanation. And the characters, even the new characters you started to like in Episode 8, it takes a poop on them just to introduce new characters that it doesn't give you any real backstory on, and it doesn't make any sense, and then there's about 45 minutes where they're at this casino for no reason whatsoever.
I know we're up against it, but things that were not possible in this series for the first 8 or for the first 7 episodes were just all of a sudden, you can do this. It's like,
you can do this.
I'm a Star Wars OG. That's not how you do things, okay?
Yeah, it's like when you're playing with a little kid and you're playing with action figures and they've got Batman and, you know what I mean, and you're like, oh, we're going to get Batman. And now Batman can fly. And that's that's kind of what
seriously
The Last Jedi was a little bit.
You know what I'm saying,
Tyler? I cannot understand more of what you're saying. Do you guys recommend watching them in order of theatrical release or story release?
I would recommend just watching the 3 theatrical release, the like 4, 5, and 6, and then I would... you can watch the first 3, it's fine. I wouldn't watch the last 3.
Well,
I wouldn't.
If you want to watch them all, I mean, I would encourage you to watch them the way everyone watched them. So, obviously, 4, 5, 6 in the episodes, and then go back 1, 2, 3, and then now 7, 8, 9. And I got to say, the ones that are not in the chronological storyline, Rogue One and Solo, the spinoffs, good films.
They're really good.
Solo gets a bad rep. I'm a big fan of Solo.
Yeah, and, I'm going to... I feel like I'm going to ask Eric Glasgow. Why do I have a feeling Eric Glasgow is like a Star Wars guy as well? Like, he like would be able to help answer these questions for me as well. He's going to also get us up to date with what's happening.
He seems like a cool dude. You're right.
When it comes to COVID-19, he's next, and it's happening on the starting lineup on 99.1. You're listening to the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
The NCAA Division I Council voted Monday to grant an extra year of eligibility to all spring sports student-athletes whose seasons were canceled due to COVID-19. The decision allows for schools to expand their rosters beyond the current scholarship limit and will leave it up to the schools to decide whether to grant seniors less or equal financial aid next year compared to what they got this past year. Winter sports athletes did not receive another year of eligibility. Tennessee picked up a big commitment yesterday. The 8th member of the 2021 recruiting class in 3-star athlete Jalen Wright out of Durham, North Carolina. Wright lines up both in the backfield and a receiver for Southern High, recorded a blistering 6.29 second 55-meter dash in December back at an indoor track meet. And the Vols made the top 6 for 3-star defensive lineman Anquan Barnes out of Montgomery, Alabama. We'll await the decision of in-state wide receiver Walker Morrell, Brentwood Academy, who is set to announce his commitment today at 1 Eastern this afternoon. That's Brentwood High School, not Brentwood Academy. 7:17, we're going to check out the roads with Pete Michaels Traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
656-9900 and at 1-866-656-9900. Tyler Ivins, Will West. Welcome in Eric Glasgow from Newstalk 98.7. Eric, are you a Star Wars fan, yes or no?
100%.
You are? Okay. Do you recommend me watching? I've never seen Star Wars before, so I'm going to bring you in on something that might shock you, and I apologize for the initial shock.
I'm shocked already.
I can see. Yeah, see? That's what I'm talking about. Would you recommend me watching these films based on theatrical release or by story? So should I start with Episode 1, or should I start with Star Wars Episode 4 like everybody else saw in the theaters?
That's a tough decision. See, I don't know. I like the way I watched them growing up, which was according to the theatrical release.
Okay.
But,
all right.
I mean, it seems to me the logical explanation would be to follow along the timeline.
Okay, so follow along the timeline as well. You know, it's there is no way that I can, you know, go into this topic here as going from Star Wars over to COVID-19, but you do a fantastic job. Segway is not – I'm usually good at segways, but there's no way I can do that, especially with a sport that – or a movie, I should say, like Star Wars. But you're keeping us up to date daily on what's happening in the world of COVID-19. And for March 31st, what exactly do we have today in our backyard of East Tennessee?
Well, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee announced Monday that he's issuing a statewide safer at home order to help stem the state's rapid spread of coronavirus by mandating the closure of all non-essential businesses. Lee also urged all residents on Monday to remain at home whenever possible for the next 2 weeks. The Knox County Health Department said the total number of positive COVID-19 tests has risen to 57 here in Knox County. Officials say one person has died as a result of COVID-19 in Knox County. The victim was hospitalized and passed away over the weekend. The health department said the victim was considered high risk and contracted the virus from the community. Officials confirmed a Knox County assisted living facility has one resident diagnosed with COVID-19. 17 people, however, have recovered from the virus here within the county. Medic Regional Blood Center still needs help getting blood donations due to the COVID-19 concerns. Medic is requesting donors to make an appointment. They remind us that blood donation is indeed safe. They have drives this Wednesday at United States Postal Service at Cedar Bluff from 1:30 to 6 p.m. and USPS West Station from 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Also, Knox County Mayor Glenn Jacobs says all county playgrounds and bathrooms will close. This took effect Monday afternoon. The mayor says he's responding to the president's directive to continue social distancing protocol until April 30th. This has been your Sports Radio WNML COVID-19 update.
So,
thanks a lot, Eric. Appreciate it, man.
So Eric says watch him from the theatrical release.
Yes.
So that's look, I'm watching MCU based on Heather Haley at WVLT's order, and I like it so far, but if I get the votes of do it theatrical, I'm going to vote and do it theatrical.
What is your vote, Will? I mean, what do
you I would, if it were me, I would, and I hadn't seen them, I would watch Rogue One, then I would go through the theatrical release from there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably how I would do it, is to get Rogue One in and then go through the entire theatrical release of it all.
I would agree with that, because that predates Episode 4.
Yes, it does. And it's kind of the crossover between the two. Yeah, so I would watch Rogue One first, then I would go into Episode 4, and then I'd go back to the way the theatrical release all went out. And then I would skip The Last Jedi.
It answers a very important question that we were all wondering. How did you get those plans? How did you get the plans?
Yes, well, yeah,
that movie, absolutely. That movie discusses it.
Yep.
Hey, real quick before I jet. You guys binge watching anything?
Yeah, well, Tiger King, of course. I finally got these guys on Tiger King. Are you watching Tiger King?
I am Glasgow? Watching. I've got one. No, excuse me. I've got two more episodes left.
That's where we are. Yeah.
Hey, Glasgow. So, hey, Will said get through two episodes. Promise me that if I watch two episodes, that if there's going to be some payoff, or at least I'll continue to watch the train wreck and 17 car pile up that it is.
He is 100% correct. The first one will kind of, you're like, I'm not sure. You get to the second one, you're like, what the hell just happened?
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yes.
I never questioned my co-host, and I'm not questioning him now. Let's just say I just wanted more. I just wanted some reassurance. Okay?
It's got murder. It's got blood. It's got bad relationships. It's got cults.
I told him, I was like, polygamy's barely in the top five of the weirdest things that happens on the show.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's down, right. It's down the list. Amazingly.
I'm gonna, if I can get past his eyebrow ring that clearly is blocking his view, then
that's
I'll...
the least of your problems, trust
okay.
me.
Okay. Okay. Yes, all right. Well, then we'll sign off at 9 o'clock. At 9:07, I guess I'm going to be firing up the old Netflix. Eric, we appreciate it.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good rest of the day.
Back to 98.7, our News Talk sister station. Be sure you tune in with them all throughout the morning as well. All right. Let's do this, gentlemen. We'll come back. We're going to. See if I can even things up in five burning questions. Will stole the victory out from under me yesterday. Also coming up, kickoff hour number 3 of the program. I'm not trying to hype it up, especially if it does not meet standards, but Eric Kane said this might be the best bracket season subject topic that we're going to discuss as we have over the last 2 weeks. Kaner, can you confirm or deny that you sent that text message to me this morning?
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Be a good one, he says. We'll continue the program 90 minutes in, 90 minutes to go, right here on 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal. All right, halfway home here for a Tuesday morning. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Tyler Ivins and Will West. That would be scoreboard watching. Will West 1, yours truly 0. We even things up now. Yes, the guarantee of all guarantees now for 5 burning questions.
Head to head, toe to toe, mano a mano. It's time for 5 burning questions. Brought to you by Life Safety Inspections, saving lives one extinguisher at a time. It's not just a motto, it's how we do business.
All right, gentlemen, is it the right move to cancel Wimbledon?
Well, not only is it one of Kirsten Dunst's best movies of all time, but the actual event, yes. What? Look, you don't want to be the event who tries to show all the other events that they're overreacting because of COVID-19, puff your chest out, and somebody actually contract this virus. Liability-wise, it's not worth it. PR-wise, it's not worth it. Look, everybody just fall in line, either reschedule or hit the cancel button, and let's all get through this together.
Well, first and foremost, it's not. Spider-Man movies are better. Bring It On is better. So, no, it's not one of her best movies.
Bring It On.
Two, it is, I would like to have seen them wait just a little bit. There's not that much logistically that they have to go into. It isn't like this is the Olympics where hundreds of millions of people are going to, like, go into one place. This is a little different. It is kind of a local event there that's very well done. It's an international event, but it's done locally. I think you could have waited a couple of weeks. So, no, I don't think it was the right move to cancel it already.
Today is National Tater Day. What's the best way to cook?
Haters.
What's the best way to cook a potato?
Look, man, when you go get a quality meal, when you go get a steak, what do you do? It's not like you don't order fries. I love tots, but you're not going with tots. You go with the baked potato. So it's just the baked potato, butter, sour cream. I don't need your chives or anything on top of that as well. Just give me the plain old baked potato, butter, sour cream, a little bit of pepper on top of that bad boy as well, and I'm fine when I'm having a good steak.
Look, there's a lot of things I cook very well, one of which is a baked potato on a grill. I need you to prepare foil squares large enough for you to place the potato in each of the foil squares. I need to spread butter into the foil. When it's been cooked for an hour on medium-low heat, we're going to open that bad boy up. We're going to include salt, pepper. We're going to add a little bit of oil to that, Italian seasoning, baking bits, and I'm going to give you some sour cream and cheese to put on that sucker when it's all said and done. And don't give me this whole I'm coming to Ivan's house and I'm not going to eat the skin. If you're one of those people who eat a baked potato and just pick at the potato but not the skin, get out of my house. The potato skin is the best part about it, especially with all the oils and seasonings on that bad boy. That's how you do a potato, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like, let's be a man here. Let's eat what's on our plate, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
You
it's not a happy plate.
You don't get dessert. Eat it. You don't get dessert without eating the skin.
Yeah.
SI is looking at the modern top colleges for each position. What school do you consider to be the modern quarterback U?
How many programs can say they have multiple winners at the quarterback position since Kaner, you and I have been alive? Not many. So right now for me, it's Oklahoma.
Yeah.
When it comes to who is putting the trophy on their shelf, you can call it the Lincoln Riley trophy as of late. I will tell you right now, for me, it's Norman, Oklahoma, and what the Sooners are doing, but I'm sure there's somewhere else as well. But to me, it's Boomer Sooner.
So, yes, I know they've had a lot of guys drafted. Are any of them any good? That's the thing, is none of them are good.
It's a fair question.
So, I think it's just blind luck when you get a quarterback and you become quarterback you. For me, I'll say it's Louisville, because I'll take Teddy Bridgewater and I'll take Lamar Jackson over Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray right now.
That's a good one. Is it the right move for the NCAA to allow an extra year of eligibility for spring sport athletes?
Yeah, it is absolutely the right move. I mean, there was no other move. It's amateur athletics still. Is it tough for universities? Yes. Do I care? No, because they make hundreds of millions of dollars off of sports. They have the money. When they say they don't have the money, that is always a bald-faced lie. Finally, you do something right by the kids. I like that they're doing something right by the kids.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they're doing, is they're giving these kids an opportunity. Look, so many people these days are having COVID-19 determine how their, at least, high school seasons are going to end, prom, graduation on the college level. Being able to come back and be able to write your own story once this pandemic has come and gone, this is the right move by the NCAA, so good for them allowing it for spring sports.
I'm still thinking about both of your responses to question number three, guys. That's going to be the deciding factor. Oh, wait, here we go. This is a good one. The Ringer is doing a bracket of the best TV characters of the century. Who would you have at the top overall seed in your bracket?
I hate that I have to go first here, because I have a feeling that the teeter-totter is going to lean one way or the other. When you asked this question, two names came to mind immediately, and that was Tony Soprano and Walter White of Breaking Bad and The Sopranos. Look, The Sopranos was an epic television show, and it's still one of my favorites to this day. But when you want to say the name Walter White, that is what has made television history. Even if you weren't a Breaking Bad fan, T-shirts, just a silhouette of his hat, bald head, and the goatee, it's Walter
Come
White.
Come on, Ivins, you're killing my clock here. All right, so there was a great man one time, Kaner, that once said, there's only one thing I hate more than lying, skim milk, which is water that's lying about being milk. The same great man once said, dear frozen yogurt, you are the celery of desserts, be ice cream or be nothing. He also said, fishing relaxes me, it's like yoga except I get to kill something. That great man was Ron Swanson. And so Ron Swanson is the greatest character in all of television in the 21st century so far, with an honorable mention to Tony Soprano.
This is tough. Man, 3 and 5 are killing me right now. I'm going to give it to Will again, second day in a row.
That makes no... Dude, so he makes you giggle? He tickles you under your chin and under your armpits and makes you giggle?
Listen, hear me out. I'm going back to number 3. First of all, know your audience, so even if that was the case, it's fine. I'm going back to number 3, modern quarterback you. You can't argue with back-to-back Heismans. I mean, you really can't. But when you see what they're doing in the NFL, Teddy Bridgewater just got paid deservingly. And, I mean, Lamar Jackson, what he's doing, that was the deciding factor. I'm going to give it to Will.
All right, can I give you two more Ron Swanson quotes? Are you ready?
Sure.
Any dog under 50 pounds is a cat, and cats are useless. That is a fantastic Ron Swanson quote. And clear alcohols are for rich women on diets. Another great Ron Swanson quote. One more extra credit. Crying, acceptable at funerals and the Grand Canyon. So Ron Swanson, great American.
I'm not saying he's not funny, because I think he's hilarious.
Do you have the pyramid poster hanging in your bedroom, Will?
I do not have the pyramid poster hanging in the bedroom.
I had a buddy in college that had 3 of them in his room. It was kind of weird. I was like, why do you need 3 of them?
You know what, for Will, for a guy who puts away a lot of groceries, I can't believe you didn't bring up my favorite Ron Swanson quote, which is, when I eat, it is the food that is scared.
Or there's the, just give me all the bacon and eggs you have. Wait, I worry that you heard what you heard was, give me a lot of bacon and eggs. What I said was, give me all the bacon and eggs you have. Do you understand?
Literally all the bacon and eggs.
Yes.
I have to admit, though, at watching Parks and Rec, watching him get overcome with emotion when they find out about little Sebastian almost made me pee my pants.
It's all of them, too. I mean, it's so funny, but yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
Tammy 1, Tammy 2.
He sneezes in his office, and he has to stay there because he has a hernia, and he just stares down the janitor the whole time. Oh, my God. Life Safety Inspections, bringing you Will's second win of the week during 5 burning questions.
LSITN.com for life safety inspections. Most likely those fire extinguishers in your home or in your business, they're made in Mexico. They have a 30% fail rate. Life Safety Inspections will get you into an American-made model with a 0.001% fail rate. Oh, by the way, it's less expensive. LSITN.com for life safety inspections.
You know what? I think I'm going to update my Twitter bio right now with one of Ron Swanson's quotes. I just dug those up during that read. I'm a simple man. I like pretty, dark-haired women and breakfast food.
Ron Swanson, only a 3 seed on that bracket. That's kind of surprising. Yeah. That's very surprising.
You know, and they have the. Have you guys seen that Killing Eve show? They had the Killing Eve girl on it. Mm-hmm. That show is fantastic until the season finale of season 1, and it's literally the stupidest thing I've ever seen in any television show or movie in the world happens. And I just gave up after that. But it's really good until then. So the fact that they've got the Killing Eve lady on there is just ridiculous.
Let me just make sure I'm hearing you correctly, Eric Cade. You're not saying that Ron Swanson's a better character than Walter White. You're just taking all 5 of our answers into,
but
you know.
I picked my decision on the question number 3, the answers you guys gave to modern quarterback you. That's what I picked the winner on. So, no, okay. I'm not saying that Ron Swanson's better. I was laughing at everything Will was saying.
Can I hot take you guys again on television?
Oh.
Breaking Bad's not good.
Oh, come on.
It's really slow. It's really slow, man.
Yeah, but the payoff and the delivery, I mean, some are saying that's the greatest television show in the 21st
There's
century.
This guy that we work with called Bad Takes Andy, and I don't know, are you guys related? or
it's not good. Like I tried. It's I like when things happen and they happen in an orderly fashion. You're just sitting there waiting on something to happen. Then when it does happen, you're right. It's great. And the payoff's awesome. But it's like, God, it's just a whole lot of nothing in the meantime.
Like the beginning
I don't
of
know
Tiger
that
King.
Kind of free time. Yeah, well, it's like the it's like one episode, except for you get four episodes in Breaking Bad, and then something hardcore happens.
I wish you the best of luck, but I believe luck is a concept created by the weak to explain their failures. Thank you, Ron Swanson. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Yeah, if you didn't hear during five burning questions, the NCAA has approved an extra season of eligibility for spring sports. We'll dive a little bit more into that before we get into bracket season. Still so much more for us to get into. Here we have an hour plus more to get to. Tyler, Will in the starting lineup for a Tuesday, 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
And via the New York Post, ESPN is moving up its 10-part Michael Jordan Bulls documentary series called Last Dance to April 19. That's good news for all you sports fans out there, which is everyone listening to this program. Around the NFL, the Texans have started discussions on a multi-year contract extension with left tackle Laremy Tunsil. Houston acquired Tunsil in 2019 for a bevy of draft picks, including a couple of first-rounders from Miami. Or sent to Miami, Tunsil is expected to become the league's highest-paid left tackle. Tennessee football added its eighth member of the 2021 recruiting class with a commitment from three-star athlete Jalen Wright out of Durham, North Carolina. Wright lines up both in the backfield and at receiver for Southern High, recorded a blistering 6:29 second 55-meter dash in December at an indoor track meet. It's 7:44. We're going to check out the roads with Pete Michaels Traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
So I have to admit something here on the air that just happened literally seconds ago. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Tyler's Tuesday Tunes bringing us back here. Tyler, Will. I forget sometimes I'm at home doing the show or that I have a headset on and I'm coming back from break with you guys. I just heard Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. I immediately took my index finger and started hitting the volume button on my keyboard at home like I was controlling the volume of the music and it wasn't going any louder, and then I had to snap back into reality and realize that I'm actually still hosting a radio show right now. So Eric Kane, thank you so much for all the tunes you're playing back in the Budweiser studio. 656-9900. That is the 20s, 30s, and 40s club. We want to hear from you today. I'm sure you have a take on the NCAA voting on Monday to permit an additional season of competition and eligibility to all of the spring sport athletes who were unable to compete during this athletic year due to the pandemic that's hit here in the United States. But, gentlemen, the one thing that we have to add, that the decision does not apply to athletes in winter sports. So a lot of their season was already completed. I know a lot of people are missing out on the NCAA tournament. We should be talking Final Four. We're not. But for the spring sport athletes out there, I don't know if this is good news or bad news, Will, but right now, at least where it is, a lot of these programs have got some things they got to get worked out. Those spring sports, for those of you who are wondering, this all falls under the umbrella of baseball, softball, outdoor track and field, lacrosse, tennis, rowing, men's volleyball, beach volleyball, golf, and women's water polo. So there you go. A lot of people who are going to be falling under the umbrella of an extra year of eligibility.
Okay, so you said during the last segment you think that one thing we disagreed on, you do think they should have granted the extra year of eligibility to, or sorry, it was during Love or Leave It. You think they should have granted the extra year of eligibility to winter sports athletes?
I do. And maybe I care way too much about March Madness. Okay, maybe I care way too much about people like Jordan Bowden who didn't get an opportunity. Now, granted, that's a bad example because Tennessee wasn't going to make it to the NCAA tournament. But, like, I do feel bad to be able to see Obi Toppin get an opportunity to be able to finish off what he had still in front of him. You know, there's still an opportunity to see a lot of these last-year guys get an opportunity to get the grand stage to kind of improve what their future holds in the NBA. And maybe some of those guys didn't need those extra six games or however long their stay in the NCAA tournament was going to be. To me, though, I just simply would say, look, depending on where they were with their season, and maybe this is more of a Lamonte Turner rule. You know, Lamonte only plays in how many games did he get in this year, guys? Six? I think that might have been the number seven. if he wanted to come back an additional year, if there was injuries that played into the final year, if he did not reach kind of that criteria, that cutoff mark, give him an opportunity to come back his senior year. Let him try to improve his stock, and let's see if he can try to make a G League appearance out of this. Let's see if he can improve his stock for a foreign team overseas. I just hate that he's going to have to sit there, rehab on his own, try to work through thoracic outlet syndrome and just move on from there. I get it, why, for a Jordan Bowden standpoint, but not so much from a Lamonte Turner standpoint.
Yeah, I just look at it and say the season was pretty much over, right, for 1/5 of teams. And I hate it for those kids, and they didn't get their one shining moment. But there's no reason to do a redo in the entire season from November through March just to get that 3 weeks in, or 3 weekends in, really, 2 weeks plus. So I hate it for them. I hate that March Madness is gone. I just think that it's a logistical nightmare already with the spring sports, but you got to do what you got to do there. And I think you got to do the right thing. Frankly, let's see how that all plays out, if the NCAA doesn't mess that up or the schools don't mess that up. But for the winter sports athletes, I just think you played your season. It sucks you don't have the one shining moment, but what are you supposed to do, right? It's 6 games. That's what we're talking about for March Madness, 6 games. 8 for most of the teams that were going to go to the final, because they were going to play 2 in their conference tournament, maybe 3, so maybe as many as 9 games. It's not that many in the grand scheme of things. You hate that it happens for them and they're robbed of that moment, but this has robbed a lot of people of a lot of things, this coronavirus has. So because of that, I just would not have gone back to winter sports athletes and said, let's just do a redo on the entire season. I would say, and it stinks for you, but we're just going to have to go ahead and move on. Those of you going to the NBA are going to the NBA. Those of you going to Europe are going to Europe. Those of you that are going to go to grad school or go do something else with your life, you can go to grad school or go do something else with your life.
So from a Tennessee standpoint, you know, this decision by the council is giving flexibility at a campus level. So right now, if you're Philip Fulmer or if you're the respective coaches of these sports on the spring level, is there any particular sports right now in the spring at the University of Tennessee who you feel like might be, you know, obviously there's some programs that are in better shape than others. Who do you think might have some of the tough decisions to make next year during the 21 season in spring sports of incoming freshmen and keeping that person or those players on for additional years because of this eligibility ruling?
Yeah, as far as specific players, I don't know. Again, the one thing I want to see is this. My concern is it becomes just an extra recruiting class for some teams and some programs. Because the one thing the NCAA... Yeah, well, you're just allowed that you aren't required to give the same level of support to players or scholarship to players that you did this year to have them come back next year. So I kind of don't like that. I would like to see them increase the scholarship limits, because you don't want to see this thing actually hurt kids that you gave people an extra year of eligibility, and kids who have signed their letter of intent, they don't have a scholarship for them, or kids that have committed places and thought, this is where I'm going to school, you don't have a scholarship for them. So I hope that they look at it and say, hey, look, let's add three and a half more scholarships to baseball. Let's add 3 more scholarships to lacrosse. Let's do what we need to do here to do the right thing by the kids as well as we possibly can. Because my concern is it's going to be, hey, you're a senior that's given your all, but you've got a back problem, and we don't know if you're going to be healthy next year. No, sure, I'm not going to offer you a scholarship, but because I got this freshman coming in, or you have a freshman coming in and say, hey, sorry, this senior's really crushing it, and I can have him for one more year, so you're going to have to go play somewhere else because you were a fringe guy that we were bringing in anyway. Those are the decisions I don't want to see coaches, frankly, have to make or get to make. And I hope that the NCAA is willing to raise the scholarship limit for these schools so that they can say, okay, these seniors, let's redshirt some of these freshmen as much as maybe you don't want to, but these seniors, let's give them a chance to go play while we also still honor our commitments and our scholarship offers to the freshmen that are coming in.
I can give you a couple of baseball players that might be faced with a tough decision. Tennessee juniors who are draft eligible: Alex Solari, Jackson Leib, Zach Daniels. Of course, this is if the Major League Baseball draft extends past 5 rounds. Sure. Those guys will be drafted, likely will have a decision on whether to come back.
That's part of it too, Kaner, right? Is the fact that there's not the MLB draft's not the same as it was going to be. So a lot of these guys, it is musical chairs, and are there going to be enough seats available when you talk about the MLB draft only being 5 rounds?
Yeah.
Sorry, continue.
No, you're right. And, you know, Local Products and Will Heflin and then Landon Gray, Pete Durkay, those are some seniors that were on the ball club this year And so Tony Vitello will have to figure out how he's going to distribute money and allocate that throughout his roster.
Yeah, and look, let's remember, baseball is not a sport where you can just go transfer. So yeah. I hope that you're in that situation. The NCAA also grants immediate eligibility transfers for players who don't have their scholarships honored like that, right? And so if Tennessee doesn't want you but Kentucky does, hopefully there's not a, yeah, well, it's in conference and the school's not going to release you to be able to go transfer there, because while in softball you can go from, well, there's a girl that went from Tennessee to North Carolina a few years ago and transferred there to be closer to home. You can't do that in baseball. You know what I mean? And so hopefully this is why I think that there are more questions than answers with what the NCAA decided yesterday.
That's Will West, Tyler Ivins, Eric Kane back in the Budweiser studios. Your at-home edition of the Starting Lineup continues for 60 more minutes. We kick off hour number three of the program with another bracket season eight-team layout for you. Eric Kane believes it's the most popular one that we're going to roll out to date. Not only that, start, bench, cut, and still so much more. Your Tuesday TSL, the 31st and final day of the month of March, continues next on 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal.